Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other President of the United States. There's a tune you don't hear too often, and I'll tell you another tune you don't hear too often, and that's the Star Spangled Banner. It used to be played every night just before they put the American Indian test pattern up on the TV. But today, we don't have time for God, we don't have time for country. My fellow Americans, I'm bringing you good news tonight. As your president, I promised you that I would be the first one to tell you the good news or the bad news. I would hide nothing from you. So it is with, and I also told you that you're not going to elect another presidential pinata. You're not going to go to the booth every 4 years and elect somebody to blame. We're in this war together. Right now it's a war against terror, and next week it'll be a war to liberate South America before Hugo Chavez does it. I often asked myself why this smelly, stinky bum bought $1.4 billion worth of oil money revenues. He purchased AK-47s from the Russians, who have been killing us since World War II. And I've come to the conclusion he intends to take over South America. He thinks he is the Obama bin Laden of South America. But we'll be back to Hugo Chavez and his dream. He's starting with Peru to conquer all of Latin America. And I will tell you that tonight I have good news, and I know you're going to like it, because, like I told you before, if you're an American and you call yourself an American, you have to have skin in the game. If you have no skin in the game and you never served your country, then you're not an American. You are a sunshine patriot. But I have good news for you tonight. As of Monday, the draft is coming back. Bartender, can I get a little draft music? And there's even more good news. We have just signed an agreement with Canada where they will not allow draft dodgers to escape into their land. As a matter of fact, we've agreed to take back the draft dodgers from Vietnam because they can't stand them anymore. And we're going to send those draft dodgers to where they should have went in the 60s. We're going to send them to Vietnam. And they can hide out in Vietnam. The other good news I have for you tonight is that the two Chinese-American lady journalists who were arrested and sentenced to 12 years hard labor in a North Korean gulag may be free tonight. I have worked out a negotiation agreement with Kim Il-nook, and we have decided to give him Al Gore. And at first, Kim protested because he was mainly interested in women, and I told him that Al Gore is more than a woman. Now, as I promised you in my campaign speeches, that I would not pull any punches with you, I would give it to you straight from the hip. I would tell you exactly as it is going down. And I just want you to know, and I want to make you aware, have you noticed that this administration that we just deposed, have you noticed that they no longer put out feelers about their objectives? And see what the wind blows back, and now they are not making, they're not telling you what they're doing till after it's done. They're not even taking you into consideration, and I'm putting an end to that tonight. We have recently learned through wiretaps in New York City, New York State prisons, that the drug lords are thrilled that the Rockefeller laws have been disbanded, and they are planning a new drug offensive. So to counteract that, tonight I am signing into law the death penalty for first-time marijuana users. I know that's harsh, and we're going to lose a lot of friends and relatives in the first 3 weeks, but after that, we're going to have a cold turkey country. No longer will we have to hear A Lady Sings the Blues.
The other night, out along Skid Row, by a liquor store sign's garish glow, I saw a fellow I used to know a long, long time ago. He stood with the lost, with the living dead, with rumpled clothes and a reeling head, reviewing the wasted life he'd led. And as I passed, he said, let me tell you a story as sad but true about someone who just may remind you of you. Let me tell you a tale that may help you wake up moving. Somebody buy me a drink. It begins long ago on a happy day with a fool who was loved but threw love away, who exchanged a good home for a flop house, a bar, and a clink. Somebody buy me a drink. Well, to see me today when I have hit the skids, who would think I once had a fine wife and kid? Yes, I was that fool after treasure and pleasure. Love was just a game played with some other dame. Now there's only one thing I feel certain of: the only true treasure in life is love. Without someone to love, love you, see how low you can sink. Somebody buy me a drink. change.
And we'll close tonight's session with a matter-of-fact announcement that Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg, a.k.a. the Supreme Court, has shut down the pleas of 797 dealers who were making money selling Chrysler products, and they're going to turn their earnings over to dealers that Chrysler prefers to support. Now, one dealership was on Fox. It's a four-generation dealership. Grandpa was there. The grandkids were there. Great-grandpa was there. And they're making money. And now, the government and the unions have put them out of business. And we're all going to be riding around in government-legislated little Fiat birth control cars. And that's very sad. And I hope those 797 dealers get together and go into competition with Chrysler, against Chrysler. Because Chrysler is a government-owned foreign company. So I'm going to buy American. And I suggest that you do, too, while there's some American left. And speaking of American, watch out when they make a play to change the money to international money. And that's the way they're going to get In God We Trust off the American dollar. You're going to have a $20 bill with Che Guevara's picture on it. And there'll be no mention of God. And when that day comes, I hope you bought your rifles early. And the last piece of legislation I'm signing today is every woman in America has to be an NRA member. Bugler, sound boots and saddles. You know what I don't like about this auto bailout? I don't like the fact that they shafted dealers. Instead of cutting them loose and giving them a chance to survive on their own, they really want to hurt them. They want to really finish them off and shut them down. I don't like what I see. I don't like it at all. It's not the American way. And the more government we have, the more we're going to turn into fat, lazy communists. We'll all be waiting for the handout to come. It's really sad. I feel sorry for the dealers. I wish the dealers would all get together that got the shaft. There's what? Chrysler's getting rid of 900. GM's going to get rid of, I think, 2,000. That's almost 3,000 dealers. These 3,000 dealers, they could almost chip in and buy a car to sell. You know, there are people out there that would make cars for 3,000 dealers tomorrow. You know? They could give America what America really wants. You think that America wants to ride around in a Fiat birth control car? How is a family of two kids going to pack groceries and strollers? They need an SUV. People wouldn't buy SUVs if they didn't need them. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's not the American way. You'd have to really know the World War II generation to see the difference of America today and what America, that generation came from the Depression. And they knew what it was to be up against the wall. They knew what it was to be in a family where only the father got to eat the steak because he had to work the next day. I had a guy in my office today, and he's saying to me, I said, do you remember what your father earned for a living, how much he made? He says, I can tell you exactly. My father worked 80 hours a week, and he came home, and he was on Wall Street, and he came home with $104.16. And he had two paychecks, and he gave them both to my mother, and then he asked her for an allowance for car fare. And while he's telling me that, I'm flashing back to my honeymoon. And I was in Mallorca, Spain. And there was another American couple that were honeymooning on the cheap. They were trying to beat the waiters out of tips. They were doing wine and cheese, okay? And when it came time for checkout time, I happened to be at the pay window in the lobby when this guy checked out. We were checking out at the same time, and the hotel fare was and the time at the time Spanish pesetas was 60 pesetas to an American dollar. And I think the biggest fare, the airfare was high to go to Mallorca, Spain. But the hotel was like unbelievably cheap. Like I don't think it was more than $30 a day. And I got my bill and I paid my bill. And this guy standing next to me, he gets the bill. And he goes, I can't believe how cheap this hotel is. I'm not telling my wife about this. I'm going to tell her I paid more. How's that? Yeah, this guy's on his honeymoon and he's already screwing his wife on cash. Unbelievable. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. And here's this guy's father was making 114. And when he was making 114, and not only was he working on Wall Street 80 hours a week, he was working for Railway Express, loading trucks and boxcars in his spare time to raise a family. And this guy told me he went down to see pick up his father, to go home with his father, and he seen his father loading, and he said, Dad, let me help you. And his father said, no, I can get it, no problem. And he tried to pick up one of the boxes his father was lifting, and it was 70 pounds, but it was awkward, and he couldn't lift it up. How's that? And when that guy's father was making $104, my father was bringing home about $67 as a transit worker. Yeah. And he was the only one working in the family. How's that? And we all went to Catholic school. You tell me. And my father was off on the weekends. And you know what his saying was? No wife of mine is ever going to work. Now you're not even married to the guy and he's pushing you out the door, cashing your check. Oh, God. It's terrible. Father, forgive them. They ruined this entire country. And the drugs did it, the birth control pills did it. And the Greeks have a saying. It says they say nothing to excess, and we accessorized. And that's why 50% of Americans can't stay married for more than 5 minutes. And everybody is screwing everybody, literally. Hang in there. It's really sad. And that's why the draft has to come back, because too many men are getting their fingernails done today. Let me wind up with this. Sarah Palin. Women of America, you're the biggest fools in the world that you would allow manipulative men to turn you against a decent female representative. And it's really sad because it's the women who are going to do in Sarah Palin. It's really sad. And are you going to tell me that she was less qualified than John McCain? John McCain, who couldn't even solve the dope problem in Arizona? You're going to tell me she was less qualified than Barack Obama? She was less qualified than Joe Biden? Just in the role of motherhood, she beats all three of them tied together. She is the unsinkable Molly Brown. She is what America is made of. She is Moose Stew. She is the head on a beer. And this schmuck, Letterman, calls her a slutty stewardess. And I bet you, if you had you pumped a couple of rounds of drinks, that is. I don't want to give anybody any ideas tonight. There's a lot of wackos coming out of the woodwork lately. And they're going to try and tie them all into the conservative party. Yeah, he was a racist. He must be a conservative. Yeah. A conservative who tells the truth is a racist. But anyway, don't get me started. Let's go back to Sarah Palin. I'm telling you, ladies, that you did in one of your own, and you did it out of jealousy, and you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And take it from the only male member of the Concerned Women for America. I'm a slow dues payer. And I am a member of Concerned Women for America. And I am a concerned woman for America. I'm concerned for the women of America. That's what I'm concerned for. You sold yourself short. You're selling yourself down the river. And I'd like to see that schmuck Letterman tell those jokes one-on-one with Sarah Palin's husband. And just while he's setting his bear traps. Yeah. What a shame that, you know what? When we're given something good, we destroy it. What do they say? The Italians have a saying about people who eat their young. And don't we eat our young? Don't we destroy them? We rob them of their childhood. We rush them right into pre-puberty, puberty. Yeah. Don't we? We dress them up, so they can look like mom, and they can live a life that mom dreamt of, being a Madonna-like image. Yeah. What do we have to compare to? Who are our heroes? Now John Voight is turning conservative after making that movie where he played a an anti-war activist. Beware of the word activist. Activist means communist. That's what it means. I was watching a documentary. They were doing Nigeria, and how the big oil companies are enslaving Nigeria, and the activists were concerned for the little people. Let me tell you what activists do. Activists get little people killed, and then they use their funeral pyre to help set fire to the world. They're communists. When you see the word activist, substitute the word communist, and people will die when activists who fake are doing good set them up to be killed. And you think about that. You think about that, and put on your binoculars when you're watching a documentary introduced by activists or local organizers. Community activist is a community communist. They love to hold the dead in their arms, the dead who they set up to be killed. Yeah. And then doing a Julius Caesar, like John Voight calls Obama a Julius Caesar. No, Obama is Brutus. Has anybody seen the mayor of New Orleans, Mayor Noggin? Has anybody seen Noggin's Noggin? Yeah, he's in China. He's being quarantined. What's he doing in China? Isn't he the guy that wanted to turn a New Orleans chocolate, and they still haven't finished putting their furniture back in the houses down there? What's he doing with his wife and bodyguard in China? Yeah, he belongs in New Orleans, turning it from chocolate into vanilla fudge. No vanilla, no New Orleans. You gotta have vanilla with the chocolate. You gotta have vanilla fudge. I like these politicians all going on grand tours to learn economics, like in places like Barbados and Trinidad, Tobago, Hawaii, China. Yeah. Or you can go with Nancy Pelosi to Syria and autograph IEDs that are blowing the legs off Americans. Yeah. The sneaker of the house. Or you can go with Senator Bayonet the Babies Nelson from Florida and block the exit door so that Terry Schiavo can't escape, and arrest the 7-year-old Catholic kids for protesting. He was armed and dangerous. He had a crucifix. Bartender, play me a farewell. And for every Democrat that outwardly thrusts the dagger into a Sarah Palin, there is one conservative, Republican that's doing her in the back and stabbing her in the back. They're just as bad as the Democrats. They have their own little clique, and that they don't want to see anybody there but them.